Welcome to the Grand Hill Chronicles podcast. I am Don Bishop, and I write as T.S. Pedramon. As I record this, it is the evening of February 28th, 2024. I'm pushing this out overnight, so if you follow the podcast, you'll be getting notification about this on Thursday morning on February 29th. I had thought that today's episode would be a replay of the launch party for my book. As it turned out, it was a low key event, and it wasn't podcast material. I guess it was kind of fun though. You know, kind of hung out and talked about the process. I think one of these days I'll talk about the process of formatting book covers, because that is a thing that takes some time. With my contract with my cover artist, she provided one print cover, all formatted and ready to go. And I'm, you know, trying to do things on a budget, so I took it upon myself to format the other covers. I say covers because there's paperback and hardcover on Ingram Spark and Amazon, and then there's also the Kickstarter edition that I'm doing for the book that has some extra stories. It's like 50 or 60 extra pages in the book, thicker spine, and that means a reformatted cover. So yeah, that took a lot of time this past week, and that's kind of where things are. But the book is available on Amazon. As of right now, as of earlier today, it's available on Amazon, on ebook and paperback and hardcover. More distributors are coming. It's just not there yet. I've uploaded it in, what's it called? In Draft to Digital, and I publish it or you know, clicked distribute or publish whatever through that, and so it should be appearing in things. It's just I don't know when it will appear. I also put it in, so that'll put it in Barnes & Noble, that'll put it in libraries, for the ebook. So yeah, I jumped onto Overdrive and tried to look for it. Maybe I don't use the app enough to understand it. I couldn't find it. And that will put it in, excuse me, Kobo and Apple Books. I jumped into Kobo and I couldn't find it, so I guess it's not there yet. And I also put it into Google Play Books, and they are, since I'm a new publisher, they are reviewing my account, you know, so I'm just waiting for a human to look at the publisher account and verify it, decide that it is legitimate, and to go ahead and push it live. So that should be live in a few days, and I'm rechecking Kobo right now, and I can't find it on there. But it is on Amazon. I'll put the link in the show notes. And yeah, other platforms are coming. And there was something else I was going to say before. This is going to be a really short podcast. Right now we're pushing 4 minutes and 27 seconds. I can't remember. I guess catch us next week. We'll have some more interviews. Next week and back through out throughout March. But I just wanted to check in. I've been extremely busy on Saturday, I was like up all night. On Monday, I was up all night again. But yeah, the book did launch today. It is available for public purchase. I do have, last time I checked, one review. Let me go look at Goodreads again. Nightshade Unicorn is, by the way, if you're gonna look it up, don't search for Forerunner, because there's many books called Forerunner. Search for Nightshade Unicorn, because that'll find it. Yeah, still one review on Goodreads so far. It is a 5-star review, so I'm pretty happy about that. I might need to email a few people to remind them, because I know some people were reading it and they said they would review it. And I would love to see those reviews come in. But yeah, we'll catch you next time on the Grand Hill Chronicles podcast.